Amen. It's a militant evening. How many people are militant in this room today? There are no militants. Only one brother is a militant. Hallelujah. So let me say it again. This is going to be a militant evening. You are still waking up from siesta. Amen. This is a militant evening. He said, the kingdom of God suffers violence. An Englishman get it. And gentlemen get it. He said, men of violence. He said, they press themselves. Hallelujah. Do you want to press? Me, I want to press. Hallelujah. You know, when we were singing, I began to see a picture. You know, there's a brother called John. He wrote the book of the Gospel of John, 21 chapters. And then down the road, he wrote two other ones and another. We wrote four other books. He wrote the three Gospels of John. Well, he called the general epistle of John. And then he did the big one. Hallelujah. Do you know the big one? The book of Revelations. It's the same vision. Hallelujah. He was just rolling. Now, something about John. You know, each of those brethren, they had a burden. And each one was trying to, they had a particular message they were bringing. Each one had this message. John was different. Matthew was different. Luke was different. What's the other one? Mark. Each one of them had a different burden. But this night, we're looking at John. Now, those 21 chapters of John, they are actually arranged into three groups. He wanted to show three major characteristics. And so all the things, he organized it around, the major truth he wanted to bring. Now, he was trying to show an evidence. He was trying to show an evidence that God wants to make you his dwelling place. That's what he was trying to show. And in the verse 5, in the very first verse, it says, in the beginning was what? The Word. The Word was what? Was with God. And then the Word was what? God. Amen. And then he goes down, he says, that Word that was in the beginning, that Word that was with God, that Word that was God was what? Was made flesh. Hallelujah. Yes, many of us are not answering because you don't believe it. I know you are born again. But deep down in our soul, we say, no, it can't be true. Why I'm telling you, because that is my problem. I'm telling you about myself. My problem is, I say, no, it can't be true. How can the Word that was in the beginning, that was with God, that was be made flesh? I am from Nigeria. I am from River State. I am from, what again? I am from one tribe like that. I'm a doctor. And you're telling me about God. No, it's not possible. Amen. Amen. There's a brother called Philip. You know what he did? He said, Jesus. Let me ask you one question. Show us the Father. All this is you are doing. All this grammar, you are going and I'll go tomorrow, come. Show us the Father. And then we want to know the Father. Do you know who Philip was? Who was Philip? He has been everywhere. He has healed, raised the dead, did everything. But his problem is my problem. Hallelujah. He said, show us the Father. And Jesus said, Philip, so you have been with me all this while, and you have not seen the Father. That's the false doctrine. So what I tried to say, he said the Father will become flesh and blood. Hallelujah. Say, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Now, I know many of us, this is going to be a hard one. So let me leave it. Let's leave it on the shelf where it is. Play around with it. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you, the train is moving. The train has left the bus station. If you don't get on that train, there will be a crisis. Hallelujah. Amen. The train has left the bus station. Hallelujah. Say, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Now, my problem is religion. My problem is my mind. Hallelujah. But God is breaking it down. Hallelujah. It says, and the Word was made flesh. And we beheld His glory. One of the things we are going to pull down from heaven today is the glory that is God has given my life. I don't know about you, but there is a glory. Hallelujah. I say, God, let it come. Let your glory come into my life. Let it return. Hallelujah. Yeah, you are not responding very well. Huh? Hallelujah. Amen. He says, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. Hallelujah. You know, some of us, we are happy to just continue the way we are. But today, I wish you would not be satisfied. Say, God, show me your glory. Moses went, he said, Lord, show me your glory. Hallelujah. Do you want to see God's glory this night? If you want, can you raise your hand? I say, God, I want to see your glory. I want to see your glory. There's a man called Moses. Say, God, show me your glory. Say, you want to see the glory? All right? And the Bible says he showed him the backside. And this brother here says that was when he had the revelation of Genesis. God took him back to the beginning and began to play the video of Adam. Hallelujah. How do you think he wrote the book of Genesis? Do you think he was just eating granite? God took him back to Genesis, to the beginning. He began to see. He saw the earth. Hallelujah. And he wrote it down. And you know, God also took another, this same brother, John, and took him to the end and began to play the visual for him. Hallelujah. So we have the beginning and we have the end. Hallelujah. We have the Alpha and the Omega. Hallelujah. Amen. So, brethren, we are saying that God has a big present for us. He has a big package for us. And this package is that God wants to dwell in man. Hallelujah. God wants to make you his dwelling place. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's read from 2 Corinthians chapter 7. You know, for a long time, I struggled with this scripture. I struggled with it. But I think it's beginning to open up. Verse 1. It says, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Now, I do understand it. I'm saying, what is the difference between flesh and spirit? So, what is the difference between flesh and spirit? He's saying that there is a filthiness, a defilement in the flesh, and a defilement in the spirit, and that we are to cleanse ourselves from all this. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, this morning, there was a word that God was speaking through different vessels about the need for sanctification. Sanctification is the second place in the tabernacle. Is that correct? The first place is the altar of brass. The second place is the big basin where you have water. It's a place of washing, cleaning. Amen. Hallelujah. So the Bible says after you are born again, you must be baptized. All right. Now, baptism means you have to die, because it's a burial. It's a burial and a resurrection. So when the children of Israel came out of Egypt, what did God do to them? What did God do? So they said they were baptized. Brother, are you sure they were baptized? If you believe they were baptized, can I see your hand? When they came out of Egypt, some people are saying God baptized them. Why do you think he took them through the river? And the water actually covered them. Hallelujah. It was a type of baptism. It was a type of burying the old life and then starting a new life. Hallelujah. Now, in the spirit, we do things by symbol. You know, we do things by, you take an action to speak of something else. That's how the Bible is, you know, that's how it works. So as they were going through that river, it was a baptism. It was a burial. And as they came out, it was a resurrection. Hallelujah. Now, some of us, we are being weighed down by the old life of Egypt. Hallelujah. So we need to go to a place of baptism again. We need to bury the old life. And we need to arise in newness of life. Hallelujah. Now, some people here may not have been baptized in water, because after you are born again, you must be baptized in water. So I don't know if there are people like that. Then I think we will consider having a time of physical baptism. But today we are going to have a spiritual baptism. The old life must stop. If you are like me, say, the old life must stop. This life of Egypt, the rule of Egypt over my life must stop this night. Okay, you don't really believe it, huh? Hallelujah. If you believe it, say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes. Baptism is a continuous experience. I know in our church, they told you it's only once. Hallelujah. God, Paul said, I die daily. And he resurrects daily. Hallelujah. So today is a day of baptism. It's a day of dying. It's a day of resurrection. It's a day of consecration. It's a day of sanctification. Amen. In fact, some people are going to be baptized with the Holy Spirit today. Do you see where we are going to? And not just that, some people are going to be baptized in their soul today. Amen. Amen. Every part of you must be baptized. If your body can be baptized, and your spirit can be baptized, here, the real baptism is the soul. Hallelujah. Amen. But there's one big problem. There are altars in the spirit. That's what 2 Corinthians is saying, that there are defilements in the spirit. Amen. And today, it says, the time has come for the strongholds to be taken down. Amen. Hallelujah. The time has come for the strongholds to be taken down. All right, let's see the testimony of one of our brothers. His name is Paul. Do you know Paul? How many people know Paul? If you know Paul, raise your hand. I'm trying to make sure nobody is sleeping. While we're also worried. You know, as you're raising your hand, you're involved in warfare. You don't know? Yes, you're involved in warfare. Hallelujah. What did Paul say? Paul said, there is an altar in my life. Do you know, one of the things in which you know an altar is a place of power and authority. Is that correct? In the altar is a throne. It's a place of rule. Hallelujah. It's the place from where it says that the word of the Lord will go from what? Zion. Out of Zion shall go for the law. And the word of the Lord from where? Jerusalem. Why not from Bethlehem? Does the Lord go from Bethlehem? He goes from Zion. Hallelujah. Because Zion is a high throne. It's a throne. It's a high place of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, Paul said, the things I don't want to do, I find myself, I don't have any strength. I must do them. Amen. Say, the ones I don't want to do, I see myself doing them. The ones I now want to do, I have no strength to do it. So he concluded, say, I know the problem. There is a law. There is a law in me. Do you know Brother Paul? Do you know Brother Paul? Okay, the brother said he knows Paul in the spirit. Amen. Do you know Paul? Romans, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 2 Thessalonians, 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, what's the number? Titus, Philemon, Hebrews. He's telling you that there was an altar in his life. There was a strong place in his life. Hallelujah. How about you? When Jesus died on the cross, all the altars were destroyed in your life. I think. There are some us who are trying to hide. But for me, the time has come for the stronghold to be taken down. I'm not denying. Hallelujah. Paul said that the things I want to do, I can't do them. The ones I don't want to do, those are the ones I find myself doing. Hallelujah. In fact, he said, oh, wretched man that I am. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but many of us, we are in a place where I say, oh, God, don't let my enemy triumph over me. Somebody say, oh, my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed, nor let my enemy triumph over me. Hallelujah. There is a place where the devil triumphs over the people of God. It is the place of the throne. The place of an altar, defilement in the spirit. Hallelujah. Say amen. Hallelujah. But God has a solution. The solution is that after you are born again, you must visit the place of sanctification. You and I must come to the place where God will do something and break down the idols over our heavens. Hallelujah. So that we can be free. Hallelujah. You can be free to worship God. You can be free to pray. You can be free in the night in your dreams. You can be free in your mind. You can be free in your emotions. Hallelujah. Paul said, I found another law in my members. Hallelujah. So there's a law. Somebody said there's a government in the government in Nigeria. Well, leave that one. Paul is saying there is a government in my soul. I don't know about it. Because my mind agrees with the law of God. Hallelujah. Say, I find that I agree with the best. I see another principle. Hallelujah. Today we want to discharge that principle. We want to break it down. The energy is very low. I don't know. Are you in an Anglican church? Amen. You need to exercise yourself in the spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, 2 Corinthians, let me read it again. It says, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit. Hallelujah. So, what is flesh? And what is spirit? Hallelujah. What is flesh? And what is... Can somebody tell us what is flesh and what is spirit? Okay. Okay, you're thinking about it. No time. But let me tell us a story that will help us. Do you know the story I want to tell? What is the story? Circumcision. Yes, but there's a story. There's a story. Who knows the story? I want to tell you a story. The story is in John chapter 3. In John chapter 3, there's a story. What story do you find there? Okay. In John chapter 3, Jesus said, whatsoever is born of the flesh is what? Flesh. Whatsoever is born of the spirit is what? Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. So there are two. So you see, it's not only me that preaches two. Jesus started preaching two. There are followed him. There are two. Hallelujah. There is the flesh and there is the spirit. Hallelujah. Okay, let's talk about the first one. What does it mean to be born by the flesh? Okay, the brother knows. I'm sure all of us will know. What does it mean to be born of the flesh? It begins from a seed. Everybody in this room began as one seed. But you see, the thing that happens in the natural is the same that happens in the spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody, no matter how big or how old, was once a seed. Hallelujah. So, the Nicodemus did not understand it. How can an old man like me be born again? Jesus said, you must be born again. His mind automatically went to the natural flesh bat. And you know, many of us in this room, we may be like Nicodemus. When you hear the word of God, our mind goes to the natural. When we talk about God dwelling in you, you are thinking of natural. How can God dwell in natural Nigerian man? Hallelujah. But Jesus said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. Hallelujah. So in man, there are two natures. In man, there are two natures. So there is the flesh, and there is the spirit. Amen. And Jesus said, the flesh must be born again. And I wish to declare this night that my spirit must be born again. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. So, the flesh has a birthday. You know your birthday. Now, what is the flesh? The flesh is what? The body. Is that correct? In this context, the flesh is the body. So, this is the birthday of the natural body. It has a birthday. But you see, Jesus is saying, as this flesh is born, the inward man must also be born, must come into a new experience. Now, this inward man, the inward man has two natures. You have the soul. I have the spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. So Jesus began to preach a new doctrine. Before this time, nobody was talking about it. They didn't know about it. Jesus said, that which is born of the flesh, you are born by your mother, you come into the world. Hallelujah. And when you come into the world, you can hear. You have your five senses. You can see. You can hear. You can smell. You can eat. And then you can touch. Amen. Hallelujah. How many people know what is Bluetooth? How many people know what is Bluetooth? Bluetooth. Do you know what is Bluetooth? What is it? What is your Bluetooth? The foolishness is over. Raise your hand now. Phone number one, phone number two. Can this phone know that this phone is there? If you say, if you believe, you say, praise the Lord. You are ashamed. Say it now. This phone and this phone, can they talk to themselves? Really? Really? Okay, show me the mouth of this phone. Does this one have mouth? But you can talk to this one. How can something that doesn't have mouth talk? Okay. Can this phone hear what this phone is saying? Say yes now. Yes. Pukwa. This phone doesn't have an ear. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Does your soul talk? I'm looking at the faces. Don't know whether you believe it. Can your soul talk? Can your soul hear? Can your soul eat? Can your soul touch? Hold. Can your soul smell? Okay, that's very easy. Let's go to the real one now. Can your spirit talk? You are thinking. Can your spirit hear? Can your spirit eat? Can your spirit hold? The Bible says, the children of this world are in their generation. What? Wiser than the people of God. Hallelujah. But they're no longer wiser than me. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. I told God, I must awake. Say, Father, awaken me from this sleep. Amen. Hallelujah. Because somebody is asleep. Somebody is deaf. Can't hear God. Hallelujah. Because Nicodemus said, how am I going to? Will I enter my mother's womb again and be born? He said, no. That's a new experience. Say, except a man is born of the water and of the spirit, he can't even see. Talk of entering. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Brethren, God is bringing us into a new experience. We preach, we say we are born again. You know, like Jesus told that woman, he said, we worship what we do not know. Amen. We worship what we do not know. Well, you know, the devil has made us think that this thing is about just carrying Bible, doing without understanding the reality. But the time has come for the strongholds to be taken down. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, God has brought deliverance to us. He has brought deliverance to us because we now know that just like my body was born, my soul must come into a new spiritual experience. My soul must come into, you know, my spirit must also come into it. Hallelujah. And when that happens, my inward man becomes alive. I can hear the voice of God. I can see the visions of God. I can partake of the life and energy of God. Hallelujah. That means I have two options. When I want to be excited, it's either I choose flesh excitement or I choose spirit excitement. If you believe it, say amen. Amen. Well, whether you believe it or not, that's what you do every day. Hallelujah. And, you know, we are being in the place where the inward man is dead. He's dead. Can't hear God. Can't see God. You don't even know if there is God. The Bible said the wicked man, God is not in his thought. You wake up. You say you are born again. 1 week you have not spoken to God. You have not read the Bible. You're dead. Hallelujah. But outwardly you are alive. Because you never miss your 3 meals. You know, you are eating and drinking. And it's all for the belly. Hallelujah. You are strong. You are strong on the outside. But inwardly, it's like a grave, a cemetery. Dead. I have a name, I'm alive, but inwardly, I'm dead. Hallelujah. But it will end this night. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you believe, you say, praise the Lord. It must end this night. It must end this night. The time has come for this strong man to be bound. Hallelujah. Amen. The time has come when I must awake. There is somebody called, you remember the prodigal son? The prodigal son is the soul. I hope you know. You think it's a story of one man who went somewhere? Yes. But it is actually speaking about this inward man, this man that must be born again. Hallelujah. In fact, I told God I want to be born again today. In fact, this night I want to be born again. I want to see God afresh. Hallelujah. Do you know a man called John? On that island, he saw God afresh. Hallelujah. He saw God. He had a vision. He saw Christ. Hallelujah. May we see Christ this night. Hallelujah. Say, God, I want to see you. I want to see you afresh. I want to touch you. I want to hear your voice. I want to see you. Lord, I want to receive your energy. Let the energy of God come in. Hallelujah. I want to eat. I want to partake of the bread of life. Jesus said, the bread of life is he. Have you seen that kind of bread? Bread that is a human being. Hallelujah. Jesus said, the bread of life is what? He that cometh down. Are you feeding from that bread? Do you know that bread is within your soul? But we are like the prodigal. We spend more time feeding the body. Like his brother said, it is swine food. When there is bread, when there is energy. Do you know why? Because I am blind. I can't even see it. Hallelujah. Don't you understand? The man had a pail of grape rice. He didn't know it was there. But God helped him one day. He found it. May we find that prayer of grape rice. Hallelujah. When the man saw the thing, he said, wow. He said, oh, my Jesus, wow. He said, hey, this is better. The house of God. I didn't even know that God was here. I have been playing church. Spending all with the harlots. Drinking, making merry. When the energy of heaven is right within my soul. Yeah, man. Hallelujah. I want to see Israel. We are trying to get into the mood. Amen. The time has come when the stronghold must be taken down. Whether you like it or not, it's coming down. Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 2. We are going somewhere. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Verse 9. He said, but as it is written, I had not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love him. Now, when the Bible talks about heart, it's speaking of four things. Two, three, four. There are four personalities within you. You better believe it. The Bible calls them, Ezekiel called them living creatures. Those are the things you must see. Do you see the living creatures in you? Are you aware that there are four living creatures in you? When we are blind, we don't know. We think it's just body moving on the road. Hallelujah! The sign of resurrection is that you realize that there are four living creatures in you. So, hallelujah. Whatever name, whether it's reality or spirit or any whatever name, take one. Hallelujah. But as far as God is concerned, there are four living creatures in you. They must have energy. As your body eats, these four living creatures must receive life and energy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Ezekiel says that they have the nature of light. So it was like a lamp of fire. Do you know there is a lamp of fire in you? Are you aware of that? You don't know. He said when he saw it was like lamp of fire running and coming. And that it was like lightning. In fact, he said it was like thundering and a smoke, a cloud, a glory. Father, awaken me. Hallelujah. Father, awaken me. Hallelujah. There are four realms in you. In fact, I call it, there are four heavens in you. In fact, which other name do you want? Any name you want, take. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are four. And they talk to themselves. They are connected. Hallelujah. They are not isolated. This is one way of showing their connection to one another. That's what you call the heart. Hallelujah. They are linked together. This is what dimension is this one? Is this the first or third dimension? I don't know. The engineering people, what is this one? Is it first dimension or second or third? I don't know which one, which dimension. We can't show it or picture. Board and ink can show you the dimensions. Hallelujah. That's the four parts are all connected. They are speaking, flowing, relating. That's what the Bible calls the heart. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. He says, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither have entered into the heart of man. Do you understand? In other words, there is a darkness. There is something covering it. Remember, we are speaking about the defilements of the spirit. Hallelujah. Robert was talking about it. It's not the question said today, I will not wear a skirt again. I will not wear off shoulder. I will not do this again. I won't watch this film again. It's beyond that. You don't have the authority. Because there is an altar that will ensure you do it. Hallelujah. Say amen now. We want to dismantle that altar. Hallelujah. See, if not, it will become rules and regulations. They said in our church, we don't wear trousers. However, in my heart, I'm wearing the trousers. Is that correct? In my heart, I wear all the trousers I want. But in our church, we don't wear it physically. But the soul is wearing every type of trouser he wants. Who has won? Hallelujah! The time has come for the strongholds to be taken down. Hallelujah! The man who needs the solution must receive it. There's a man who has the problem. You must take the problem, you must take the solution to the man. Hallelujah. Amen. So Paul is saying that there is something going on. There is a blindness. These senses we spoke about, that all shut down, everything is down. Hallelujah. But look at the next verse. Verse 10 is one of the biggest news, one of the breaking news in heaven. But say, but God has revealed them unto us by His Spirit. Hallelujah. So there's another dimension. There's another dimension. Hallelujah. So this soul this is the mind or the ego. This is the desire. Okay. The Bible says it has the face of a man. Actually a fallen man. This is the emotion. It has the nature of a lion. And then that's the will. It has that of an ox. Amen. But Bible says that there is a spirit. Okay, let's show the spirit as within. There's a spirit. And the Bible says that there is another spirit, a will within the will. Have you read it? In Ezekiel, he showed in the picture of these living creatures. He says, in these living creatures, they had something that looked like a will. And that the spirit of the living creature was what? In the will. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, when the will moves, the living creatures will move. I don't have all the time to read it, but I'll just tell you, you can check it later. When the will stops, the living creature will stop. So what does that say? The control of the lifestyle of the living creature is where? It's where? In the will. Hallelujah. Amen. But it didn't stop there. It says, inside that will, there was another will. Hallelujah. There are two spirits. Is that very clear now? So you have the spirit of man. Hallelujah. But the Bible says, the spirit of man is the candle of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Okay, let's look at Proverbs 20:27. Proverbs 20:27. The spirit of man is a what? Is a lamp of God searching the inward parts of the belly. Amen. Hallelujah. So, your spirit is a bulb. Your spirit is a bulb. It's a light source. Just like this light. And you say it is lightened by the Spirit of God. Amen. So, your spirit can be switched off. Hallelujah. Your spirit can be switched off and also switched on. Hallelujah. Say amen now. There are some people that their spirit have been switched off. We shall switch it on this night. Hallelujah. If it can be switched off, it can also be switched on. Hallelujah. Amen. As another scripture that says, there is a spirit in man. And the inspiration of God does what? Brings understanding to Job chapter 32, verse 8. Can you look? Let's look for it. Job 32, verse 8. Say there is a spirit in man and the inspiration, the energy of God, the light of God. He says, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you. The Lord cause his countenance to be. What is he saying? He's saying that you need a quickening, you need a boost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, practically, some of us, we look for excitement. When we want to be happy, we look for outside things. We turn to our cell phones, we turn to our WhatsApp, we turn to your video. And it's because you are not aware that you have an inward video. You have an inward energy source. Hallelujah. That you can turn on. Hallelujah. And you will even have better excitement. Hallelujah. That's the experience we are opening up. That's what God is offering you, putting on the table. That you can walk in a place where your life is full of excitement. Hallelujah. And Adam was in that place, was walking and talking with God. God was showing him a lot of things. Hallelujah. He was lost. Moses was there for 40 days and 40 nights. You think it was dull? Do you think it was dull? By God, it was so exciting for him. When John was there, you think he was dull and bored? He was bored. He had 24/7 cinema. Hallelujah. And I saw. In fact, others have to say, okay, can I sleep? When I wake up, we'll continue. When you wake up, say, and I saw. You can see. You can hear. Hallelujah. You can. Someone say, I will lift up my hands unto the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from where? From God. You must learn to switch on. Say, spring up, oh well. Where is the well? Within you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is showing us something. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Wow, my Jesus. What a great gift. I mean, what did I deserve to have this great, great gift? Christ in my soul, my God. Hallelujah. So, we are on this board. Is that clear? The scripture is saying that there is a will. We had the living creatures, four of them. And beside the living creatures, you had a will. And inside the will, you had another will. And wherever the will go, the living creature will go. I want you to understand the principle. If you understand it, tell the devil bye-bye. Hallelujah. Bye-bye. Satan, bye-bye. Hallelujah. My own is finished. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay. The way you are looking at me, I have to read Ezekiel chapter 1. Let's go to Ezekiel chapter 1. Ezekiel chapter 1. We'll just read 3 verses. I don't have the time to read all. Verse 15. It said, "Now I beheld the living creatures. Behold, one wheel upon the earth by the living creatures with his 4 faces, that is with the 4 natures of the soul. The appearance of the wheel and their walk was what? Like unto the color of a beryl, and therefore had one likeness. And the appearance and their walk was as it were a wheel in the middle of a wheel." Amen. So Mark verse 16, their form and their appearance was as it were a wheel in the middle of a wheel. When they went, they went upon their 4 sides. They turned not when they went. Look at verse 19. "And when the living creatures went, the wheels went by them. And when the living creatures were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up from the earth." Verse 20, "Whithersoever the spirit was to go, they went. Peter was their spirit to go." So verse 20 is telling us that there are 2 spirits, is it not? It's that whithersoever the spirit was to go, they went. Peter was their spirit. So there is the spirit and their spirit. "And the wheels were lifted up over against them, for the spirit of the living creature was in the wheels." Let's go earlier. verse 4, Ezekiel 1:4. It says, "And I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud, and a fire enfolding itself, a brightness was about it, and out of the midst thereof, as the color of amber, out of the midst of the fire, also out of the midst thereof came the likeness of 4 living creatures. And this was their appearance. They had the likeness of Brother Chijoke." Okay, so can we read it together? All of us, we are going to read verse 5 together. "When you see man, put your name there." Okay, are we together? Verse 5. "Also out of the midst thereof came the likeness of 4 living creatures. This was their appearance. They had the likeness of Brother Chijoke." Amen. Hallelujah. This is who you are. Glorious. Wonderful. Hallelujah. Fire. Thundering. Smoke. Cloud. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, earlier on, he said they had the nature of light. If you have the nature of light, that means you can also have a nature of darkness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's read that. Verse 13. "As for the likeness of the living creatures, Remember, the Bible says God created us in his own nature and likeness. As for the likeness of the living creatures, their appearance was like burning coals of fire and like the appearance of lamps. It went up and down among the living creatures. And the fire was bright. And out of the fire went forth lightning. And the living creatures ran and returned as the appearance of a flash of lightning. Hallelujah. If you believe, you say, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So God has created you for greatness. You know, there are some people, they say, I'm a champion in my generation. I'm not a champion in my generation. I was created to be the son of God. Which one is better? To be a champion or to be a son of God? Hallelujah. You want to be a champion to overcome. You want to rule. You want to have money. I want to be a son of God. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. I want to come into my place in God. Yes. What's my place? To shine as the firmament, the stars. Hallelujah. When I begin to operate, you know, fire will be, the devil cannot come near me. Do you understand? Jesus entered the synagogue. Is that your Bible? He entered the synagogue. Somebody began to shout, oh Jesus, do not torment me. What's the problem? Kese. Jesus did not say anything. But the man began to shout, thou art the Son of God. Do not torment me. He said, keep quiet. Hallelujah. Say, out of the belly, them that believe, out of the belly will do what? Will flow energy. I am telling you, the bus has left the station. I want to be on that bus. Do you want to be on that bus? It has left the station. Hallelujah. Amen. The woman, she had issue of blood 12 years. That woman is you. That woman is me. Hallelujah. Some of us are bleeding. Every little life you have, there is something taking it. Hallelujah. She had gone different doctors, different prayer meetings, different pushings, different anointings. Hallelujah. But one day she saw something. She saw the energy. She saw something in the spirit. He said, if I can only touch. Today, you can touch. No, amen. You can touch. Hallelujah. How many of us want to touch the hem of his garment? In my soul, I say, God, touch me one more time. Touch my soul. My God. Bring fire upon these living creatures. Hallelujah. He said that there is a spirit in man. And what? The energy, the rain of fire from God energizes it. Hallelujah. He says his foundation is in the holy mountain. He said, all my springs are in thee, O Lord. Hallelujah. O city, glorious things are spoken of thee. Hallelujah. So what are we saying? We are saying there are four living creatures. And they are within you. There are four realms. There are four personalities. There are four natures within you. They have two natures. They can take on the nature of light, and they can take on the nature of darkness. You choose. Someone say you can choose the road much traveled. You can choose the road that goes to enjoyment, but I choose the road that leads to Calvary. He said, so choose the highway. And choose what? The very best. True disciples, his sons in everywhere. He said, you can choose, but I choose the road that leads to Calvary. You choose who you will be. Do you know we are being created? God gives us the opportunity to be created. Hallelujah. Now, this brings me to the next level of this message. That there is something that has happened. But God allowed it because he had a purpose. In Genesis chapter 1, it says, in the beginning was the heavens and the earth. And the earth became without form, became void. And he said, what? Darkness was upon it. Hallelujah. So let's look at Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. We have very good time. It's just 8 o'clock. Amen. Say amen now. We are in the dining table of the soul. All right. Don't let the dining table of body overcome the dining table of the soul. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17. He said, this I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of what? The blindness of the heart. So, can we read that last phrase together? Because of the blindness of their heart. So, you say, my heart can be blind. Did you see that verse in Ephesians, in Ezekiel, where he says that the living creatures are full of eyes, they are full of light. And there's another one in Luke chapter 11. That say, if the light that is in you is darkness, great is that light. Hallelujah. So we are speaking of light. Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4. In whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Verse 6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Amen. Say amen now. In my own understanding, Some of us here are sharper than me in my understanding, but in my own little understanding, I am not denying. Amen. I have been delivered from denying that darkness is in the heart. So, when a man, we can do this. We can separate the heart into two. We can separate the heart into two. There are two halves, two lights. One light has come in. The other one is darkness. Or you can say, inside the heart, darkness entered the heart. And when you receive the gospel, light entered. Hallelujah. So within you is a mixture. So we are not formed. We are not made yet. Hallelujah. Say amen now. You are a work in progress. I am a work in progress. Hallelujah. Light came into the midst of darkness. So there is more darkness than light. If you believe, you say, praise the Lord. Hey, what's the problem now? People are not answering me anymore. Hallelujah. The darkness was there. Light only entered. So the light is a stranger. Hallelujah. If you believe, you say, praise the Lord. Can a Christian brother tell lies? Okay, let us say, well, remember Brother Bot. So can a holy place brother tell lies? Debbie, tell us. Can a holy place brother? Oh, no, I'm not talking about sisters now. So, can a holy place brother tell a lie? Patience. Can a holy place brother tell a lie? Yes! Amen! You can tell lie. There's a brother called Peter. Do you know Peter? Do you know Brother Peter? You know Peter? Yeah, very sure. Oh, he's Brother Peter. Oh, he said his name is Peter. You see, we're walking by the Spirit. Amen. Brother Peter. I never knew him. He went outside and they came again. Say, you. You among them. I've never met a man. The last one, he said, look, young girl. I've never, in fact, he began to curse. He began to, and Jesus looked behind. And the Bible says, he went away and did what? He wept bitterly. Do you know who Peter is? Do like this, like me now. Peter walked on water. Hallelujah. Okay, let's ask the question again. Can a holy place sister tell lies? Okay. Make her tell us. Can a holy place brother tell lies? Okay, in the examination hall. that course, they say, if you don't pass it, you will not be an engineer. Engineering, mech engine, 303. And they say, this was your last chance. Can a holy place, brother, after all, God will forgive. Can the holy brothers do that? Okay, I'm sure you know the answer. Amen! Hallelujah. Brethren, it's coming home. It's coming home. We are an unfinished work. Hallelujah. The Bible says we have this treasure where? In earthen vessels. There is a throne. There are defilements. Now, what is the defilement? The defilement is that there is darkness within the soul. The Bible says, behold, I was shapen in sin. Is it not? All right, let's look at this, Psalm 51. Verse 5. Okay, can we read it together? Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Verse 6. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward part, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Verse 7. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Amen. He said, wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Hallelujah. That's what we are saying this night. Now, the Bible says, he that comes to God must believe that he is. And that what? He is a rewarder of them that what? Diligently seek. That means you must believe that you can be whiter than snow. Hallelujah. You must believe that you can overcome. The Bible says in Daniel chapter 9, let's read it. It says 70 weeks are determined. We are looking at the solutions. As we see the problem, we look at the solution. Because very soon we will start praying. We're just trying to get our case. So I'm trying to make our case. So when we come, we're not just praying. We pray the word of God. Amen. Brother Boma, say praise the Lord. Because Boma likes to pray the word of God. Is that not so, brother? All right, so. Daniel 9:24. Say 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city. Number one, to finish the transgression. Number two, to make an end of sins. Number three, to make reconciliation for iniquity. Number four, to bring in everlasting righteousness. Number five, to seal up the vision and the prophecy of Christ. Number six, to anoint the soul as the most holy place. Hallelujah. Amen. God can make an end of sin in my soul. If you believe, you say, raise your hand, say, praise the Lord. God can make an end of sin
in my soul. Hallelujah. He can finish the transgression and bring reconciliation. Hallelujah. Sin can be a thing of the past. Hallelujah. There was a time when there was no sin. Adam walked before God. Hallelujah. Sin came, and Adam is walking out of sin. Hallelujah. Touch your head like I'm touching my own. Say, head. I must overcome sin. It's possible to be perfect. It's possible to be holy. As God is holy. Lord, make me holy. Lord, purge me from iniquity. Drop your blood upon my soul. Purge me from iniquity, from darkness, and make me holy. In the name of Jesus. 70 weeks are determined. Hallelujah. The 70 is a prophetic time, and it is now. Hallelujah. Jesus came to fulfill the 70 weeks. Don't you understand? Hallelujah. He came at the beginning. Hallelujah. He said to make an end of sin. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sin came because of darkness. Hallelujah. Darkness entered man. And the book of Romans says, if darkness entered man because of one man, light also will enter man through another man. Hallelujah. Amen. One was Adam. The other one is the second Adam. Hallelujah. Amen. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Hallelujah. I can overcome. There's a song that says, this is my desire, Lord, that I may overcome. This is my desire, Lord, that I may overcome. This is my desire, Lord, that I may overcome, overcome, overcome in your name. Amen. Hallelujah. Brethren, we can overcome. You must believe it. The fact that I sleep and enter into sin, does it mean I can't overcome? No. The Bible says, the righteous man falls 7 times. What will he do? He will rise up 7 times. Because he knows he can overcome. Why will you overcome? Because there is the blood, the Lamb is upon the throne. Hallelujah. The Bible says, it's not of you that will, or you that run. It's what? It's of the Lord that showeth mercy. Do you know the mercy? Blood upon your soul. Hallelujah. The Lamb is there. Hallelujah. Speaking. Hallelujah. The Lamb is not in Abba. You have to travel to Abba. Don't you understand? It's not in Shiloh. You are Shiloh. Hallelujah. Amen. Say, my little children, do not sin. If you sin, what do? We have an advocate. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus Christ the righteous. He ever liveth to make intercession. The Bible says, no man can come to me. He said what? Hallelujah. Who is doing the drawing? The Father. Where is he drawing you? He's drawing you in your heart. Hallelujah. He said, my son, give me your heart. If you want to overcome, he said, Lord, I give you my heart. You wake up in the morning, the first prayer is, Lord, say, Lord, I lift up my soul unto you. Hallelujah. He said, early in the morning, I will what? Lift up my soul. This evening, we are going to lift up our soul. He said, unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. And you know, you lift the soul as you are. Hallelujah. You don't say, let me go and make it clean. No, no, no. You say, come. All ye that are what? That are heavy laden, that labor. Hallelujah. He says, if you are crippled in your soul, do you know the soul can be crippled? You can't walk in the things of God. Hallelujah. The man was there at the entrance of the temple. He couldn't enter. It's when they bring inside, they draw for him. He said, thank you very much, sir. And you know, many we have been like that man by the temple. We have been hovering around the altar call for too long. Amen. We are not able to go in. Hallelujah. He says, he has anointed me to set the captives free. Who do you think is the captives that need to be set free? My soul. I need to receive strength to enter. Hallelujah. Many of us, we have seen, but we cannot enter. No strength, no energy. Hallelujah. You know, the soul is like a wilderness. But there is good news. Say, before him, it's like a wilderness. But when he passes, it's like the Garden of Eden. Hallelujah. The visitation of God is coming upon us. And the wilderness shall become a fruitful field in the name of Jesus. Amen. We're speaking about dry places. The soul has been walking in dry places. Not able to rise. But today, the Spirit of God is coming. I said that when the Spirit of God will rise, the living creatures will rise with it. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, make it our experience today, O God. He says, do you hear what he said in the morning about the ladder? Do you hear what he said about the ladder? I did check him. I received it. He says, the word of God comes down. To do what? To take you up the ladder. Hallelujah. Do you hear it? I heard it properly. And this night, the word of God has come for somebody. I am that somebody. I am rising. Somebody says, I'm climbing up. I'm moving on. What? To all higher heights. New heights I'm gaining. This night we are gaining new heights. Hallelujah. He said, Lord, plant our feet on higher ground. Does anybody want to go to higher ground today? Amen. Say, Lord, lift me up. This word I receive it to give my soul a boost. To lift me up, hallelujah, yeah. From those dire realm where you have been. Feeding on swine food. Feeding on garbage. WhatsApp, internet, Instagram. Bad pictures, naked pictures, fat pictures, horror movies. All kinds of rubbish. Lord, lift my soul to higher ground. Hallelujah. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven stable.